Well, a busy day on the Sunday Supplement for guests, and we welcome two more now. They are Katie O'Brien and Tyler Kelly. Good morning to you both. Well, good afternoon, actually.
Good afternoon.
And you're here to tell us all about Legally Blonde the Musical, which is on at the Devonport Playhouse from Wednesday until Saturday. That's the evenings and a Saturday matinee as well. Let's start with you, Katie, as you're the director. So it wasn't too long ago that you were here talking about something else.
That was Guys and Dolls, the youth company, yeah.
You've been busy.
I have been busy, yeah. It's been quite a busy year.
So Legally Blonde the Musical, how did you come to choose this one?
I have to say, it's a fabulous musical and it's a nice young cast. The last show I did with the adult company was Chorus Line. And I just wanted something a bit different, a bit, you know, and it's the first time it's been done in Plymouth, I believe. So yeah. It's lovely. It's a cast of about 23, very young, very keen.
I've seen the film, Legally Blonde. Funny. So what happened? They made the film and then they turned it into a musical, right?
It's very similar. Yeah. I mean, literally spot on, same story.
Okay.
Isn't it? Even the dialogue
almost
similar
the same
to
words,
the
yeah. Yeah.
So Tyler, you're the star. Is that fair?
Yeah.
You're the lead.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you, because it's on the poster, do you have a dog on stage?
We do indeed, and it does happen to be my own dog.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Barney's taken a starring role, so
very good.
My mum will probably be coming to see him more than me.
Oh, bless. So tell us about your character for anyone who might not have seen the film, or if they have, they've forgotten what it's all about.
She's very fun, yeah. Very blonde. She's your typical Malibu sorority girl, loves shopping, loves her dog, and loves her perfect boyfriend, or so it seems.
Yes. So if I remember from the film, she was dismissed for being a blonde airhead who in fact turned out to be a very smart legal student.
Yeah, she's a really smart, strong character by the end, but she doesn't quite know that at the beginning.
Yes, okay. So fun to play?
Journey.
Yeah, really fun. She's so bubbly, but as it goes towards the end of the show, she does have that sort of sweet, serious side. And you see the calmer side to her funness.
Mm, okay, so now, Katie, you're a director and you're putting together a musical based on a film. Do you tell them all to watch the film or do you tell them not to watch the film?
I think everyone's seen the film.
Yeah.
And you can actually see parts of the musical as well. So a lot of people have been catching up with the musical, the Broadway one,
yeah.
And the London one you can find on different sites. But it's just great. And there's a lot of characters, a lot of different characters in it. So it's a nice one to cast because you're giving everyone a bit of a chance.
Right, yeah. And you'd say it's quite a big cast. And
we've got two dogs, actually, in it.
Two? Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. You have to share the load, do you?
No, Bailey's another character in it. He's playing a different character called Rufus. So we've got two dogs, yeah.
Never work with children and animals.
I know.
And
we haven't
both.
Got any children.
No.
Not in this one.
Not this time. Well, yeah. So how's it been to put together?
Yeah, it's been really, really good fun. As we say, there's a lot of comedy in this show. It's a real... And I was watching the run-through the other night, and I thought, if I came to see this, I'd leave feeling very uplifted. It's a feel-good musical.
That's what you want, isn't it?
It's a real feel-good. A lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Lovely songs, lots of dancing. It's an all-round good musical.
And how about you, Tyler? You've had to learn a West Coast American accent, I guess, have you?
Yes.
Is that easy?
Well, it's just a generic American accent. I give it a good go.
Yeah.
Hopefully it comes out okay.
Good.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of dialogue. You don't leave the stage, do you, literally?
21 songs?
Yeah.
Really?
It's non-stop for her.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
So you'll be gargling with TCP to make sure you get through.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to be loads of fun. Legally Blonde the Musical, it's on at the Devonport Playhouse. It's the Plymouth Theatre Company's production, and they have their own website, plymouththeatrecompany.com. The box office number is 560726. We'll have all the details on our website as well on the What's On pages. It's Wednesday through Saturday with a Saturday matinee as well. And after that, Katie, having been quite busy this year, are you going to get a break in?
I have got a break, but with my youth group, I'm doing Elf the Musical in November.
Okay.
No, October, sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that at the moment.
Well, we'll no doubt talk about that
yeah,
when
we
the
will.
Time
in
comes.
Again.
Tyler, break a leg, as
thank
they
you very
say.
Much.
Thank you both for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks, Tim.
Yay, thank you.